Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just a small town girl.
That ain't Steve Perry. That's not Steve Perry. I've heard that song too many times. That's the guy they found on YouTube.
Filipino.
This is the YouTube guy, correct?
I don't know.
Arnel Pineda is his name.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. YouTube show. What's his name?
Arnel Pineda.
Yeah, that's not Steve Perry.
Didn't he start?
I know nothing about.
Didn't he start for the Yankees? Arnel Pineda.
Doesn't it sound like
we have
him,
a best
though?
Of today?
Don't it sound like him? Sound like Steve Perry?
It does, but I can just tell the slight difference.
Well, I'm so excited for the best.
The only reason why I think you could tell, and the only reason why I can, I think
you
could tell,
one he had?
Is because you played him a song. You played
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
You played him Don't Stop Believing, like, which is like the biggest song, so he knows that.
I'm a loser. I even have that.
If you played him like, you know, The Wheel in the Sky, I don't think he knows.
Nice job on Wheel in the Sky. How do you know the Journey catalog?
I know, listen, I know a little bit about
Journey.
Where
does this Journey love come from?
I'm a Journey fan.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like people that can actually sing. They got
separate way. Separate Ways, sneaky good song.
Like, if
you know who sang Freebird, but you know Journey's catalog, from A to Z.
Well, that's because, I mean, listen, there's not many people that can blow like Steve Perry.
You want to know why? Because Wiggy went to college bars. Wiggy, you probably picked up Journey going to college bars.
No, I don't know. I was like,
you went to Georgia. Come on,
yeah.
Journey
was
blasting someplace.
No, like Journey is just like, I like his voice. It was, what is this? This is now.
This
listen
is Separate Ways.
Okay.
Great video.
I can see that is damn close. That is Wiggy. That is damn close. If you hadn't told me,
right,
there was a second voice of Journey, I would not know that's not Steve
right.
Perry. Holy crap,
that's pretty good.
He's better
that's
than
pretty.
That's
good.
Much better than Adam Lambert's Freddie Mercury.
Well, that,
much better.
Ooh, the harmonizing, nice.
I would not know. I would think that's just Journey
is
live.
Is that Filipino
with,
Journey?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I would not know.
The guy's good.
Damn, like, that's good.
I told you. You don't know the
you
difference.
Can't, you can believe it's butter.
Yeah.
I can.
That's...
Put that on best of the day, please. Thank you. Now that I know that you're just looking for stupid things I say, now I'm just going to load the last hour with him.
Like, that's the... That is the... I don't know where it came from, but that's like the... The
Wiggy, that guy was born to sing Journey songs like Steve Perry.
Yeah,
that's
got
to be like, put on the earth to be a YouTube sensation to go do that.
This guy has to have like, he has to be like the source of inspiration for like some made for Amazon or made for Netflix movie. Like the kid who grows up like a singer takes it to YouTube in the Philippines and all of a sudden leads the revitalization of one of the great American
rock
bands.
It's like the movie I try to explain to Greg that he could never get.
Oh,
it was this movie called Yesterday. Right, where it's a kid who grew up in
England,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's part of Europe.
Yeah, he's in England, and no one knows no one knows who the Beatles were, right? So he sings all the Beatles songs, and they think they're all his. Now he doesn't sound like them, you know, so much. But this would be a good story for a Filipino Journey.
I fall asleep a couple times trying to watch Yesterday. I can't make through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It seemed like an interesting story, but
I'm proud
I
to announce
asleep.
Though that I did watch the first 25 minutes of the unfunniest movie in history last night.
What's the guy's name again?
Arnell Pineda.
He's good, man.
Trending is the number one movie on Netflix right now is Eurovision.
I saw that. Will Ferrell.
Oh, my God.
Is it bad?
It's the worst. I didn't make it past 25 minutes. It was so bad.
Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams.
Will Ferrell hasn't made a funny movie in a decade.
How can that combination fail?
It's about
seen the previews. Okay, so you explain. People haven't seen it. Go ahead, sir.
It's about these two. They were friends.
Icelandic.
Icelandic friends had grown up, and their Eurovision is like the American version of American Idol. So since they were little kids, their Will Ferrell character has always wanted to be on this Eurovision.
It's where ABBA came from. So it's like this big European competition
where they discover the
next star American Idol. But it's been going on 50 years.
So I watched the whole trailer, and it's them doing their impressions and them sings. That's the whole movie?
Oh, God, it's so bad. That's not for me.
I watched it so bad.
So it's like, you know, it's like one of those Will Ferrell movies.
Okay, so that's Wiggy, one not to watch. Good, so we know not to
please.
Watch.
Please, watch not, yesterday. Everyone in the audience, please not watch.
I did like yesterday. I did like it. I mean, you know, I did like it. You know, it was pretty cool. It was pretty interesting. But when you said they could do that with, like, the Filipino Journey, like, no one knows who Journey is. They never existed. And then all of a sudden,
that guy's awesome. What about Fitzy doing Bradfo?
Bradfo, your top five impressionists of all time.
You're going to have to probably go Robin Williams. He'd be up there because Robin Williams was amazing. That guy could pretty much do everything. Rich Little, very mean man. Big voice, but obviously the name is pretty funny as well. Other impressionists include Billy Crystal. He was great.
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey, amazing. And also, don't sleep on Jay Farrow. Denzel Washington is
really good.
Absolutely fantastic. Tremendous guy. Richard Pryor was good, too. Too bad what happened to JoJo Dancer. Don't do crack, kids. Bradfo out. Boom sauce.
Ooh. We'll get to your calls in a second. We've teased a couple times, not played the entire thing.
When you
thing.
Do Bradfo, you should put like a jawbreaker in your mouth, a small one. That'll add a little bit more to the...
You talk way too fast to me, Bradfo.
Yeah. That's delicious.
Bradfo's got a much slower... You gotta slow it down a little bit.
Or a small marble.
Right. like a ball bearing. You know what I'm saying? It's all ball bearings these days, right, kids?
A little bit of that. I like, what's he got, marbles in his mouth?
Sometimes Rob sounds like that. And by the way, Rob is filling in on Mud at Night all week with Brian Barrett.
Hello.
Thank you, Rob. Let's hear Colin
Bradfo
Coward.
Show.
This is going to go just over a minute. It gives you this is his top five reasons why.
I'm going to stop it after every reason, and you give me the thumbs up or thumbs down.
All right, top five reasons why it's not going to work for Cam Newton the Patriots from Colin Coward, go.
Now, I don't think Cam's going to take New England to a special place. And here's five or six reasons why. Number one, it's a very complicated system, and he has not taken a snap in it.
That's number one.
Yes, that definitely could be part of the reason why.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't pick the system.
Now, he's
up.
Saying a special place. What does that mean?
I don't know.
My special place.
Maybe like the playoffs or something?
Is that like, so Lombardi said they could beat the Chiefs yesterday. Let's call it the AFC title game. I would agree with that. That could be a reason why they don't go to the special place of the AFC
title
game.
But, I mean, let's say the playoffs, right?
That the playoffs are a special place now?
Well, maybe without Brady.
That could be a reason why. That's fine.
I could see that.
That's fine.
Maybe just
number two is he's not going to get all the snaps. Jarrett Stidham is going to get a lot of snaps. Tom Brady wouldn't let his backup have snaps. Jarrett Stidham's got fans in that locker room, fans on that coaching staff. Mm. He's going to get some snaps.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't buy that one. He's wrong.
He's wrong. They're not split. I think it's 8. You said 8-2.
Yeah, and they might start. Right. They might start off 5-5, but then Cam will ultimately get to 8-2-3
series for Sony Michel to one for Damian Harris. We'll say maybe if they're going to rotate the running backs for fresh legs, I could see that. But 8-2, 7-3 for Newton Stidham.
They have a whole COVID team, just the backup team.
Maybe they'll make Stidham change his number to 19.
All right. So
number three is Dante Scarnecchia, the best offensive line coach in the last 20 years, retired, and I don't think this is a great offensive line.
I've never bought into him. Sorry, Dale, but Hall of Famer Dante Scarnecchia being some world beater.
This will not be a reason why
they don't go to a special place because Dante Scarnecchia retired.
Well, but he didn't say because Scarnecchia retired.
He did. He said
they don't have a great line, right? I think losing
one of the best lines in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. When people say that, I think losing Dante definitely is going to affect the offensive line. Because
take us a little bit inside, like what makes Scar so impressive. Thank you.
They'll lose a little bit, but
thank you again.
They still have the same guys coming back from last year. So,
Siri, yes there or no? That's going to be the reason why. Scar retiring in the offensive line.
No, I would say no, that's not the
reason.
Cam's
not going to a special place. Yeah, all right, number four.
Number four is New England doesn't have any deep threats. I mean, one of the things about Cam, he's a home run hitter. You could not like Cam all the time. He's not the most efficient guy, but he's a home run hitter. They have no deep threats.
Unless you want to count Demir Bird, he's dead ass right. Yeah. He's 1,000% right about that. And Sam Munson.
Well, they didn't have deep threats with Brady. So,
well, Brady's not a deep threat. They don't need deep threats with
Cam,
Brady.
I mean.
Yes, much more of a deep ball thrower than Brady ever was. Brady's become the intermediate, you know, 65% completion percentage.
Well,
guy.
Is that because
Cam
of the,
big plays
is that
downfield?
Because the offense, right? So it's the if Cam doesn't have a deep threat to throw to, now he has to become a, you know, short to intermediate quarterback.
And I'm not sure he can. But so I'm saying yes to that. You're saying not a big deal? No deep threats?
No, I don't think that's a big deal.
Okay.
Number five is they don't really have a workable tight end. Tight ends, they drafted a couple. Tight ends generally struggle in the NFL first year. It's just one of those positions. The blocking assignments are difficult.
What now?
The offenses are more sophisticated. Let's be honest. This offense is built for like Brady. It's built for efficiency and detail. There are no two-play drives. This is a 10-play drive, 11-play drive. Don't make a mistake. You know, efficiency, detailed. They don't have any game breakers.
I'm pretty sure Gronk had 10 touchdowns his rookie year with the Patriots. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer, but I would say like George Kittle, who's like the new hot. He had 43 catches over 500 yards his rookie year.
Right,
pretty
San
good.
He's a fifth round tight end.
Let's ask a former tight. Is a rookie year real tough year for a tight end?
Nah, as long as you got a good, I agree with him that it depend. You know, tight end is a huge thing. And well, let's see what this kid, Devin Asiasi, is it Asiasi, right?
Yep, Asiasi.
Right.
Let's see what he is. I mean,
what about Dalton Keene, the mustache?
Yeah, I mean,
stash.
It's about the offense, right? If the offense utilizes the tight end, which Josh McDaniels likes to, and if the kid has any, if he has skill set,
I mean, I think Asiasi has the better rookie year just because he's going to play the more traditional role. But Keene, I think we have to wait and see exactly how they use him because. Aren't they going to try to use him all over the field the same way they did at Virginia Tech?
I hope so. I mean, he was
but
able to do everything
what,
for them.
Isn't that kid Devin is too?
No, right? He's just more like, he's a tight end.
Straight line athletic tight end. Dalton Keene is more of an
H-back. He blocks, he runs down the field. He runs the seam route, and he hits the flat. Whereas Dalton Keene, H-back, full, like Kyle Juszczyk, like the comp for him, if he reaches peak potential.
But that's not a tight end. It's a fullback.
Hybrid back. Tight end, in college, Dalton Keene lined up.
When you say tight end, I think Rob Gronkowski.
Correct. But Aaron Hernandez lined up everywhere. And then
that's it. He's a hybrid tight end.
So you're right. Asiasi is more the traditional guy you're looking for.
No, I thought Asiasi was more like an Aaron Hernandez.
No, Asiasi is definitely in the Gronk mold.
Isn't he like 6'3", 240,
250? No, he's 6'5", 260.
Devin Asiagi? You must be looking at the wrong tight end. You and I got to think about two different
tight
ends.
No, he's
big. You guys look it up. Right, I'm going to talk to Mike in Framingham. You guys figure
Fitz
it out.
Right.
617-779-7937. Go look up his
Pro Football
Focus.
I'm going to look up his look it right.
You look this one up.
Tweet at Sam Monson.
I'm talking to Mike in Framingham. Mike, good morning.
How you doing? These people that keep on saying that Cam on is just the Patriots system. First off, Belichick's smart enough to run different systems. Look at the Ravens when they had Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson ran read option. Flacco didn't. These NFL coaches, they can run the single wing, five wide, whatever. It's not like a Pop Warner coach that just runs one system and that's it.
Yeah, but do you know for a fact that Cam Newton come in on a new coaching staff and be successful right away? I have questions about that, Mike.
But like I'm saying, they'll adjust to him. They don't have to have him adjust to them.
Yeah, and if they have the personnel to do it, I mean, I guess. So his point is that Cam Newton comes in right away, has no issues, and just fills into the offense. I have questions about that because of his health and because he's done things a certain way in a certain coaching staff and a certain group for a long, long time. Can he step in and can he deal with different stresses? Like Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels will treat him differently than the coaches treated him there. I think there's going to be more of an emphasis on not turning the ball over. And completing some of those intermediate and short passes, and there were in Carolina. And how does Cam deal with a different set of standards here in New England? That's what I'm curious about.
And to think about, which is Devin Asiasi,
he's an extra Aussie.
Whatever.
Asiagi?
He's a hybrid.
Mr. Asiagi Miyagi?
He's 6'3", 257, and he ran a 4.75. He's more Hernandez mold than he is Gronkowski. Gronkowski's the traditional end of the line of scrimmage, 6'5", 6'6", 260-pound tight end.
Gronk's a freak of nature. Gronk's a freak of
nature. He is a freak of nature, right? I would say this kid's X-Man. I would say this kid's more similar to a George Kittle in his skill set.
And that's exactly what they want out of somebody like Keen, who's going to be like, cuz in his skill set maybe, yes, but they want, I'm pretty sure we're all on the same page that Dalton Keen is the one that they're going to use all over the field, and Ozzie is going to be the one who's going to be the more traditional tight end.
See, I don't look at like the Husek and where you're going to line up and for Cam to be successful. Look at the guy that they're going to line up in the slot. Look at the guy who they're going to line up out wide, right? With the tight end position.
That'll be
Keen?
Yes.
Man, we must have that.
Maybe one of us got a hold of some of that stuff we were talking about commercial break.
Because I thought this kid that they drafted out of UCLA, just from watching his highlights, was going to be more along those mold of, you know, they move them all around the field in the sense they line them up in the slot, they line them up at a wide receiver outside.
Wiggs, it kills Ken to admit that I'm right, but I think
Fitzy's right. It's a rare day, but Fitzy's right on this one.
Yeah, Virginia Tech highlight package of Dalton Keene has a lot of him lining up in the backfield.
Right, a lot of movement. He's more of a...
There's a use check look to him.
Right, he's more...
Chris
he's
Cooley,
more
remember Chris Cooley for the Redskins?
Oh,
sort of a
good.
Feel there.
No, he's more of a... No, because Cooley wasn't that...
10 Hardo points for Mutt.
He's more of... You're right.
He's a player in Madden.
He's more of the kid Cooley's out of... The kid out of San Francisco's
use check.
Yeah, perfect. Where most of the time you line up, it's in the backfield, right? Moving around there. Where I think this other kid from UCLA, if you go watch his film, when he lines up in the slot. He lines up out wide. Where you've seen Gronk, Hernandez, you've seen George Kittle. Like, that's the new tight end position. That's the hybrid tight end, which is a guy that they put you in the slot. They might put you at the...
Yeah, the days of Chimera and Bavaro are kind of long
gone. He's athletic enough, you think, to do that.
Yeah, you're not a... Okay. He's not really a point of attack guy, like, where you're going to say, all right, he's big enough, we're going to run the football behind him. But he's a guy that you'll line up there, but you'll say, all right, where do we get a mismatch problem? And here's where Cam has to be successful. How do we get that mismatch? We put him in the slot, or we put him out wide, and maybe a linebacker walks out there or a safety walks out there. Where that I could see them using this kid, Devin, and the other kid is like, Husek, they never move him anywhere else but the backfield.
He starts there every single time. He can be a receiver out of the back, he can be a blocker, he can run the ball,
right.
He does it all.
Husek's awesome. He was on his way to be an MVP of Super Bowl 54 if Garoppolo didn't fold and the defense held up.
He's like the hybrid fullback. That's what he is nowadays. And there's not, he's more of just an athletic fullback.
All right, speaking of athletic fullbacks, Ken Lehrer's got a trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Not sure if I'm a fullback, but how about Bradfoe's top five hybrids?
I got to tell you right now, top five hybrids that are trending right now on WEEI surface from a recent conversation with former Patriot tight end Jermaine Wiggins. You're going to have to go with Kyle Juszczyk, Aaron Hernandez, the Toyota Prius, the Tesla 3, and, of course, the underrated Chevy Volt. Why? Because it's made in America, the greatest country in the world, home to Boom Sauce and Joe Kelly. Back to you, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Rob will be back tonight for the Mud at Night shows. 5 hours of Rob.
Six to 11. Poor Barrett.
Love Rob. Cam Newton's touchdown.
I love Barrett, but that's cruel and unusual.
If you love Field Yates, tune in to Dalen Keefe. They've got him on today, along with Andy Hart, I believe, 11 a.m. for Field.
Nice.
He's got a good choice in beer.
Speaking of honk media members in the Patriots realm, though, how about the latest from Mike Reese? Talking about the sanctions from Spygate 2, he asked himself the question, does this have a major impact on the legacies of Belichick and owner Robert Kraft? His answer, it shouldn't. It was an unfortunate mistake. Now...
Well, that's written directly, like, if you were the Patriots, you want to believe that.
I know.
Like, oh, so what... Impact would be...
Impacts the legacy. Okay. That is in the Wikipedia. Wiggy, you do the Wikipedia?
Yep.
Patriots, Spygate, and Spygate 2 is now stamped. Boom. Guilty.
But they don't not make the Hall of Fame because of it. Like, when Mark Madden says in baseball, when you cheat, don't make the Hall of Fame, he's right. This will not keep Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft out of their first ballot Hall of Fame.
Some Hall of Fame voters will not vote Belichick first ballot.
Will it keep them out of the Hall of Fame, Ken?
Because of the cheating.
Will it keep them out of the Hall of Fame?
It might. Ed Bouchette in
the
Pittsburgh will not vote for him.
No. Oh, Ed Bouchette's 1,000 years old. He won't be around by the time Bill goes in the
Hall
of Fame.
That's probably true.
Okay? I don't want Ed to go anywhere, but he probably won't be here, just based on the numbers. Okay? Sorry.
He's not alone. I'm telling you. You go to 31 other cities, they look at Belichick as cheater.
As Belichick. Yeah. Right.
And they'll put him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he'll make the Hall of Fame, but
of course he will.
They will. He will have that. He's a cheater.
Is it his Wikipedia page? Yes. In his bio, yes. Fodder for fans? Sure. First ballot Hall of Fame. You think Bob Kraft didn't get in because the team cheats last year? No, he didn't get in because of what happened in Florida. That's why he didn't get in last
year. Well, yeah, that's true, too. That's part of his legacy. That's why.
He'll get it eventually. Get it eventually.
Watch out for that video review today in Florida there, Mr. Kraft.
Oh, that's today?
Right. It is today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice job. That was probably in the mashup, the rundown. I missed that on the FitzyWEI.com. Did you do it? You did the mashup today?
I did the mashup today like I do every day. Somehow, I forgot to include that.
Oh, jeez.
We'll have a recap tomorrow.
Okay. Also, the 100-year anniversary of the Negro Leagues. One of the presidents got together and are tipping the cap, doing the virtual tip of the cap for the anniversary today, including Barack Obama.
Today, I'm tipping my hat to everybody in the Negro Leagues who left a century-long legacy of talent and spirit and dignity on our country. So here's to Satchel Paige, Josh Gibson, Cool Papa Bell, and everybody else.
And Warren Spahn.
What about Warren Spahn? What about Warren Spahn? Don't sleep on Spahn.
Yeah, that's right. He played in the Negro League. Wow, he's a light-skinned. He really
Are you sure he qualifies for
right,
this
league?
Don't know. Hey, listen, I see the world through a different set of eyes than you guys.
Sure, he's like Foye. He's 116th black.
How about the Red Sox are getting an easier schedule? Nationals had two players opt out. They're going to, of course, it'll be four or six games the Red Sox playing against the Nats this year.
And this is good. As we get further towards 4th of July, like and tomorrow's big reporting day, this is going to happen more and more. There's only a handful of players. We're going to have, and Ian Desmond went nuts on Instagram last night explaining why he's not playing. By the time we get on the air tomorrow at 6, there's going to be a double-digit number of players who decided not to play in baseball. And then they're going to have to decide, do we want to deal with this optically? Are we going to let this happen? Or are we going to shut this whole thing down?
And you know
like
what?
Like Wiggy says.
And you know what, four. Ken? I tell you what, because I'm sitting here watching the kids' highlight tape. He's going to have a big year.
Who? Dalton Keene?
No, Devin Asiasi.
Oh, Asiasi, yeah. Yeah,
you could Dalton Keene's. Right.
So 3 minutes of YouTube video, now you're a scout.
No, not a scout.
See, this hour is Wiggy Awaken 180.
Patriots fan on draft night.
No, man,
I just watched the YouTube.
No.
This guy's awesome.
But I was just watching like how they utilize him. That's all. I'm not really watching the highlight. I'm just like where they line this kid up all over the field. And in this offense, from being in it with his skill set, he should have. And with Cam Newton, who loves the tight end.
Wiggy's in.
He should have a good year.
Okay, so you're going a stock up on Devin Asiasi.
I would fantasy draft. I would take him high.
Gonna have a How about Demir Bird?
I'd go more because we know that Cam loves the tight end. Look at Greg Olsen's numbers on the Cam Newton. I'm telling you, this kid's they in UCLA, they put him everywhere. You got to have a big year, man.
His only issue really was he couldn't stay on the field because of, what do you call them, transgressions, behavioral issues.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the fastest guy, but he can run routes. And I like his, he reminds you of a bigger, slower version of Hernandez. When I say like bigger but thicker,
like
thicker, not taller. Because he, you know, he's only 6'3", but just like bigger and thicker. And a little bit slower, but he has that, like, you know, line him up in the slot. I think he's going to be
go
good.
Over and mentor the kid. You're former Pats tight end. Take him under your wing.
I do. Listen, he only got a little bit of me in him.
A little bit.
Wow.
A little bit.
Wiggy 2.0.
Headline, yeah. A Bradford headline. Wiggins compares himself to Patriots draft pick.
Surfaced. Already got it. Published.
He's probably a little. He looks
Keep
like
away
he could
from
be
lakes. No Winnipesaukee for this guy.
Page little, views.
Looks like he's a little bit faster.
He's a big boating guy.
Might want to avoid the, might want to avoid the party boat with Wiggins.
Well,
it's a smooth point.
It's a boating's big now, especially here in New England.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
You know who that is?
What are you looking at me for?
I want you to know, is that Steve Perry? Or is that...
Okay, crank it up a little bit.
Don't be wrong anymore.
That's Steve Perry.
Got it.
Yep.
Takes a trained ear like mine to really pick out Steve Perry versus the YouTube guy, but...
Isn't that Foolish Hot? That's Foolish Hots, but isn't that just his solo album?
Nice, very nice.
Yep, yeah. On the same album as O'Sherry.
Wiggy is locked in on Journey and Steve Perry today.
Yeah, that's like the solo album.
That's right. Back in 1980. Wait, hold on. Now, you know this from 1984, but I hit a reference like AC/DC in 1986, and now I'm the old man in the room?
No, I know who AC/DC is.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. That Maximum Overdrive movie was 86.
But I wasn't like, I mean, I don't know the music like that.
Yeah.
Our guy Sorge is in the Berkshires, wants to talk about the Patriots and the playoffs. Sorge?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I want to talk about how, like, kind of the expectations have changed now with the signing of Cam Newton. So, obviously, with Stidham, I had him at 6-10. And now, maybe with Cam Newton, if he's 80%, I'm going to say go on a limb and they win the division. But I think this is the most important thing with Cam Newton. You know, the criticism in the past has been that, you know, Cam has always been the guy who wants to go for the extra 5 yards, right? It's going to be critical that if he's out of the pocket, that he runs out of bounds. This season, we really need him to start off as Clark Kent. And when he's comfortable, that's when he can take off the vest and become Superman. But it is important that he starts off as Mr. Clark Kent.
That's the famous Mutt reference of all time. Ben Roethlisberger was Clark Kent at home and Superman, no, Clark Kent on the road.
Yeah, he was. You don't have that sound.
And he doesn't have to.
He couldn't win on the road.
When he gets out of
Superman, when he plays there in Heinz Field, he is Clark Kent-esque when you get this guy on the road.
What a powerful moment in EEI history.
People are still buzzing about
and when
that.
Cam gets out
very drunk Clark Kent.
When Cam gets outside the pocket.
No, he found Jesus. Stop.
Who's that? Oh,
porn addicted Clark Kent.
Yeah, he did find him. But when Cam gets outside the pocket, he doesn't have to worry about taking the big hits. Because one thing that he'll be able to do, which he did when he was down in Carolina, is when he got outside the pocket, get it to his tight end, and Greg Olsen.
Here we go.
That's why I'm on this.
So behind the scenes, people are done. Wiggy is now, it's a back-to-back commercial break.
I'm all on YouTube
of Devin Asiasi. Why is no one talking about this kid? This guy's going to be great. We're going to do a film breakdown for WEEI.com.
Big season. And the other thing.
I feel like you just realized they drafted him.
No, is it Oslowski? I knew that they drafted the kid, but I feel
like so this is the first time you watched some tape?
Devin Asiasi. No, I've seen tape of him before, but for what Cam does, I think this is really going to his skill set. You know, Dante Culpepper was very similar to Cam Newton, right? And the size, his athletic ability. You know, Cam's probably a better athlete.
Outside the pocket.
Yep. So what that does now becomes scramble drill, and that's when you can really take advantage of finding some soft spots, getting Devin the football. I'm telling you, Tagovailoa, fantasy football is Tagovailoa. It is Tagovailoa.
Got that one right.
I did get that right.
Tua first, though.
Yeah,
Tua is the first.
Tua
it's not all one name.
No, Tua Tagovailoa. Just like that. Michael Omanawanui.
That's an easy one.
Yes. I'm good with the Polynesian names.
So you're saying to the people listening, if they're drafting now or in these best ball leagues or they're drafting year-round,
yep.
You should be drafting Devin Asiasi like today. How high of a pick
Sleeper
would you make?
Sleeper alert.
Ogunbowale.
Ogunbowale.
That's a tough one. That's the running back for Tampa. He's going to be the receiving back.
You want a hot, sizzling tisnake?
Yes, I would. That's why I asked. I suspected you'd give us one.
Devin Asiasi will have a better year. Now, hear me out. Statistically, I'd say receptions and yardage than Rob Gronkowski.
That's sizzling.
That's sizzling.
That's a sizzle.
I'm telling
Save
you,
that one.
I'm telling you.
Receptions, yards, touchdowns, all three.
Not touchdowns. I think Gronk gets him on touchdowns. I could see this kid ending the season with 80 plus catches.
80 catches in his rookie
80
year.
80 catches? I was going to say, if he gets over 55, 55 is like the ceiling. If he gets 50 catches, 670 yards, and 5 touchdowns, we're going to be like,
people would sign for that
God.
Right now.
Oh, no. I would bend over backwards.
80 catches was in the top like 15
the Patriots
or 20 in the
got
league
like
in receptions.
Three touchdowns last year at the tight end position.
How many 80 receptions years does Edelman have?
Gronk, in Olsen's best year, he had 84 catches.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You think he has Greg Olsen skills?
No. It's not that he has Greg Olsen skills, but working with Cam and looking at his skill set and the way that they utilize them in UCLA, where they line them up all over the place, they split them out wide, you could maybe see some good matchup opportunities. And Cam knowing that he's going to come in, and we already know Cam's favorite receiver is the tight end. He could be getting this kid the football a lot.
All right. Meanwhile, a comedy legend has left us. Fitzy is going to eulogy when we come back.
I'll eulogize the legend.
Okay. And Andy Hart will be in studio. And I don't think he really believes in the Patriots plan. We'll find out next here on the Greg Hill Show.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Crossover brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Andy Hart is here. He's in all week with Dale and Keith. Is there a plan here for the Patriots?
Wait, time out.
What's up?
More important.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Now I can.
Now yeah. You can hear me.
Good morning, morning.
Wow, double duty back there. Okay.
We're using mic 5. Nobody uses mic 5. Who wants to be that close to Mutt?
Nobody does.
I didn't want to be that close to Fitzy. Oh, the actual answer.
Wiggy's pretty close on this side over here.
What about?
Yeah.
I'm no super spreader guy.
We're in trouble in all directions. I just learned that Can Jam is WPS from Wiggy.
Yeah, I had never heard of. I'm looking at it now. I'd never even heard of it.
I didn't know Wiggy was opposed to a beer in one hand and a sport in the other.
Well, no, you can't. There's no way you could play this game with a beer in your hand.
Yeah. Of course you do.
It's too.
You use two hands to throw a frisbee? Because I've never seen that style.
The thrower, but if you're if you're the thrower of the frisbee, you can get away with it. But if you're the other guy,
well, it depends how good you are and where your priorities lie. You're right. To be at your best, you need two hands, but you can do it with one.
You, if you're playing these games with two hands and beverage consumption is not part of the equation, then you already lost before you started the game.
Well, if you're the thrower, you can get away with throwing the frisbee. You can get away with having a beer in your hand. But if you're the person who's supposed to hit it into the hole, you're gonna need two hands.
Don't be the guy taking Can Jam too seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like Andy is that guy.
Well, yes. We do have tournaments that are bracketed.
Okay. All right. I said.
Just like
and my son and I are awesome.
And I've been part of these brackets. That is WPS.
This
putting
is the
brackets
first
together
time.
Hand jam brackets?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever seen.
Says the Hardo who brings beer in during the break for Keith.
For Keith. Hey, listen, we have a nice little beer swap.
Yeah.
I also did one. Not, like, I have a beer swap going with multiple people here. You're just jealous.
That's how the COVID gets passed.
First time that'd be weird for me because I have a Miller Lite and I want a Miller Lite. It's weird. Why don't I just keep my Miller Lite?
Miller Lite's my. That's after I mow the lawn, I have a Miller Lite. When I want to be a grown up.
After? No.
Well, I use two hands to mow the lawn.
The screw-on top ones are... I actually go to the liquor store and say, you got the lawn mowing beers, the screw-on tops?
All right, do this on your own time.
Yeah.
People want to know, do you believe in the Patriots plan?
What plan?
Okay.
And that's the crossover.
Back to because there was a plan that was sold to me forever that every non-move was a vote of confidence for Jarrett Stidham. Oh, why would he draft a quarterback? Why would he sign a quarterback? Why would he trade for a quarterback? He likes Jarrett Stidham.
That's off the table. That plan's
gone. So when they sign Cam Newton, how can I take it as anything but, well, maybe they don't have quite as much confidence in Jarrett Stidham as we thought or were sold on
or
we're told.
I kind of heard you guys talking, but I don't know if I heard. Because Dale was big on that Jarrett Stidham's the guy. Is he still feeling that way with Cam?
No, I think he's off that horse a little bit.
Okay.
As he should be.
Yeah, because you bring in Cam, I said this, once you bring in Cam, you don't, Jarrett Stidham is not nowhere near being the guy.
And you know who else thinks that? Everybody that lines up next to Cam Newton.
Yeah, Mohamed Sanu, like bragging to Jussie Ayers how much better the team is going to be.
How about googly eyes from like all the defensive guys? They're like, wait a minute, we don't have to win by ourselves now? Cam's going to score points?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Right? Yeah, I mean, that was the reaction. Yeah. The instant reaction from all the players were excited. That tells you the aura of Cam Newton, right?
But when
people gravitate to him.
When did it change, though? Because I'm with you. We heard for 3 months, and I bought into it. Like, Stidham's their guy. What changed?
I think the value. I think there was interest
just
in Cam Newton, and then all of a sudden, wait, I can do it for nothing? Yeah. Absolutely nothing? $1 million, which I can cut, and I can just tack on some not-likely-to-be-earned incentives. Why? Because he didn't play last year, so... They're all not like Aaron. They go on the cap the year after. Boom.
I knew September.
Value.
I knew
what does Bill Belichick always talk about? Value.
I knew.
Value.
I knew, Andy.
Best interest of the football.
Yeah. September of 2019, I knew that they knew that Stidham wasn't the guy. And then their plan was.
Was he saying this in September of 2019?
Was
he saying this in April of 2020?
Yeah. So Brady was staying the whole year.
Why? Well, mm-hmm. But that's.
Lamar Jackson was a bum. Mahomes was
But Stidham
was
never the guy. My point is that they never in their mind thought that Stidham was the long-term or even short. No, that I thought in the draft they were going to draft somebody in the first round.
They could have, and they didn't.
But I don't think they liked anybody.
Or could have signed Andy Dalton or any other backup they wanted.
But they liked Cam, and you're right. Once his price came down and they were lucky enough that he was still available, that's when they jumped on the Cam train.
Yeah, I do this all the time. I shop like Bill a lot. Oh, that's how much?
Right.
And then you go in, and it's like 4th of July sale, 80% off. I'll take it.
But do you do that when you already had, like, say...
This is a bad analogy to start late in a show.
You have Can Jam at home. You're going to buy another one just because it's a good deal? You already have one.
Yeah.
They have a quarterback.
No, but he would be different.
Wait, have I never used the Can Jam, and I'm not sure it actually even works?
No. Mm-hmm.
I bought it, and it's like C-A-N Jam instead of the K, the brand name. I'm like, this is an off-market one. We're not sure if the Frisbee actually goes straight when you release it. That's the kind of Can Jam Jarrett Stidham is.
Wow, Can Shove. This game looks amazing.
And then the Frisbee snaps the first time somebody touches.
You would be, if that was Bill, your Can Jam would basically have no barrel. So you would just have the Frisbee. So it's like, I'm waiting on this other one to become cheaper, but hey.
Right. Because I went to Dick's, and I was like, Can Jams, how much?
Right.
So then I went to, like, the discount shop down the street, and it had some, like, Japanese knockoff version. I'm like, I'm sure this is good enough for a quarter of the price.
But it come with no barrel, just for his price.
Let me do your job for you, since I know it's after 10 and we need to put an end to this.
He's stressing
out. We'll look forward to listening to your Cam Jam over the next 4 hours.
No, hey, you stole my line. I used Yes We Cam yesterday.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
Don't take credit for that.
Well,
you don't want credit for that.
I traffic in dad jokes. I'm not a real comedian
I'm aware of you.
Did
you hear my line with Karin?
On third down. I'm good.
Karin was like, Cam has a chip on his shoulder.
Don't repeat this.
Edelman has a chip on his shoulder. They all have chips.
I heard that one.
Champion, Chip.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you Andy. Cannot make that face to me. Okay. I heard the dead air when you said the name. Didn't that guy start a game for the Yankees last year?
Hey.
Dead air. Dead air.
It was a Pineda joke. We got to go. Andy doesn't have a plan.
I heard that one about which way his hips were going to be facing.
Well, he was talking about his genitalia. Like, what are we doing?
Well, who did that?
Curran says Cam Newton points his genitalia at the receiver instead of the sideline. I was like, why are we talking about Cam's genitalia?
Go listen on demand if you want to hear the Curran stuff. We don't have to repeat the entire damn interview. Go,
why are you getting angry?
Because I'm like, it's 10:01.
And you're done for the day. You should be the happiest man in America. You usually work late at night.
Rainbow Six payout today at Gulfstream Park. Mandatory payout.
Rainbow Six.
Hey, can I just say RIP, Carl Reiner?
I thought you were talking about the video
game. Yes, go ahead.
RIP to one of the living, sadly, one of the great comedians of all time, Carl Reiner. Rob Reiner's dad used to do the 2,000-year-old man bit with Mel Brooks. Great writer, director, actor, comedian.
Is Rob Reiner the one that's always in those movies with Billy Crystal?
Yes.
Okay.
Was he involved with Monty Python?
No, he was not.
Okay, good.
Thankfully, because we
learned that lesson.
We don't have time for that. But dead at the age of 98.
Wow, that's a good run.
That's a hell of a run.
Yeah. I thought the guy dropped that at like 50.
98's
like,
good. You get to,
it's a little disappointing, though, because when you get to 98, you're thinking, I'm making 100.
Oh, Jesus. And he gets to 98.
I don't think you are.
He stumbled at the 2-yard line, as Mutt would say with his bad sports analogy. Couldn't punch it in.
Do we have to give him like a shout out?
10:03, Mutt. Would you please?
Ken just slapped his forehead. I like this misery.
Andy Hart has a still plan, and Dale just tweeted out the Cam Newton thing is bound to fail. So you have a good show coming up. Dale and Keith with Andy Hart and bad dad jokes next.
More opinion, more in-depth analysis, and more Patriots talk. The destination for off-season Patriots coverage is EEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.